Paul's passionate pursuit. What we long for is to become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Christ. Those are not my words, but the words found in the Amplified Bible's rendering of Paul's statement in Philippians 3:10. Read the following words slowly and thoughtfully. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, the power it exerts over believers, and that I may share his sufferings as to be continually transformed in spirit into his likeness, even to his death. Philippians 3:10. In that single sentence, we find the apostle's great goal for life. He refers to it as his determined purpose as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. What was that? Go back and read this verse again, preferably aloud. Turn the key words over in your mind, chew on them, get alone, and ponder them. That I may know him, progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving, recognizing, understanding, continually transformed. Could anything on this earth be more important for a child of God? I don't think so. Yet strangely, so few pursue this all-important priority. A change is in order. Like the great apostle, let's make this our determined purpose. Let's deliberately embrace this aim to become more intimately acquainted with Christ. Not intimately acquainted with theology, as important as theology may be, not intimately acquainted with the church, as valuable as the church may be, not with sharing Christ with others, as stimulating and significant as evangelism may be, no, none of the above, with Christ, with him and him alone. From this time forward, our goal in life is to become intimately acquainted with him. I believe this is precisely what Jesus had in mind when he commanded, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," in Matthew 6:33. The psalmist understood. He too longed for it. As the deer pants for water brooks, so my soul pants for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Psalm 42. Those are the words of a man whose inner being ached to go to the depths. How vividly he describes his longing. My soul pants for thee, O God. The word picture of a deer searching for water is intriguing. Charles Spurgeon's remarks here are beautiful. David was heartsick. Ease he did not seek, honor he did not covet, but the enjoyment of communion with God was an urgent need of his soul, an absolute necessity, like water to a stag. His soul, his very self, his deepest life, was insatiable for a sense of the divine presence. Oh, to have the most intense craving after the highest good. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, of greater importance than knowing Christ intensely and intimately. That's Paul's whole point in his words to the Philippians prior to revealing his determined purpose. With broad brush strokes on this autobiographical canvas, he identifies the salient accomplishments of his life. Circumcised on the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. Philippians 3, 5-6. Talk about impressive. But before the reader has time to ponder and begin to applaud, the writer rushes and declares, But whatever things were gained to me, those things I've counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. Philippians 3, 7-8. In comparison to knowing Christ deeply and intimately, he considered everything else loss and rubbish. What would normally cause the public to sit up and take notice paled into personal insignificance. Remarkable contrast. Since that's the Apostle Paul's settled and studied conviction, I suggest we consider it an appraisal worth remembering. Frankly, in light of his testimony, I find myself encouraged to spend less energy and time pursuing all the humanly impressive accomplishments and more energy and time cultivating an intimate relationship with Christ, whom to know is life eternal. I think you feel the same. If so, let's dig deeper.